The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Katrina Redmond, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. How are you?
Good, thanks. And Katrina, you're the author of Wholesome Feed Your Family for Less, but you also have a weekly column in The Examiner with cost-saving tips. So our time is against us now, so I'm going to romp through some. You have some, I think, slightly different cost-saving tips from what people might have be hearing all the time. So let's have a look here. Now, one thing that I was interested in is that you have private health insurance, but you believe in sweating it for everything that's available on it. And if people read down, they'll see that there could be stuff there they don't know they're entitled to.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And small kids. So if you have kids who are prone to accidents, my lads are daredevils, let's just put it that way. And actually, children's health insurance, as BHI, is not as expensive as you'd think. You probably would pay less than €300 for really, really good cover for the full year. Recently had to take the 10-year-old to A&E to get him checked out for a head injury. Had to pay €100 up front, but then submitted my receipt using, there's like a snap and send in for VHI, and got €99 back. So there, straight away, okay, That's one-third of my VHI membership.
And there are other health providers as well. And you point out that there can be stuff in there like speech therapy, glasses, all kinds of stuff. Okay,
yeah,
we move on. TV, phone and broadband, what do you do to save money there?
Okay, so first off, broadband. Everybody talks about zero or gigabit broadband. So that's the fastest type of broadband that you can get. If you are not streaming high-definition movies, or if you don't have a very serious gamer in your house, or you don't have a job that requires you to upload or download very large files, you don't need that gigabit broadband, so you don't need to pay that amount.
Okay.
You can look for a 500 megabit broadband, which would be significantly cheaper on a monthly basis than the top of the range. Generally, people don't need it. Even HD TVs, they wouldn't stream in HDR, which is like 4K plus. You won't notice the difference on your telly, to be very honest with you.
Okay.
So there's no point in paying out for it. Then
okay,
when it comes to stuff like Netflix, now, let's just say in advance, cross-geographic logins are discouraged across all of the streaming providers. So the likes of Netflix, Disney+, Prime Video, Apple TV and Now TV. They don't like you to log in somewhere else, so somewhere that's not outside of your house. But it can be done. So if you were to buy premium Netflix subscription, which is €20.99 per month, you can watch on four different devices at the same time with premium.
Yeah.
And you can have up to five separate profiles.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you club together.
Yeah. And Netflix now do not approve of this and they're clamping down on it. But I hear what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. In terms of, let's walk on to the food shop finally. Very simple tips there. One thing you're saying is like we can do with less meat.
Yes. I mean, meat is probably one of the most expensive parts of your food shop if you're not vegetarian or vegan. So your animal proteins are actually, they're going to cost possibly as much of a third, if not more, of your grocery shop. Whereas if you take a look at eggs, so at the moment in three of the major supermarkets this week, a half a dozen medium free-range eggs is €1.59. So you're talking really, really good value. Each egg should provide you with enough protein. And if you think back to your home ec lessons, enough amino acids for one person for one day. So it's a very good budget protein that is easier to factor in to your meal plan for the week ahead, as opposed to maybe buying a steak, which would certainly be more than €1.59.
Yeah.
They probably only feed one person.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay, so you don't need meat every day. Listen, the other thing that's interesting is we've about 30 seconds, but people are always told cheaper to buy the ingredients and cook from scratch. You don't necessarily agree.
No, not necessarily. A piece of research that it is a number of weeks ago for the Irish Examiner took a look at the cost of refrigerated lasagnas in the ready meal section in each of the main supermarkets, and it is cheaper to buy a refrigerated lasagna, bring it home and cook it rather than make one from scratch.
Yeah. Okay, listen, Katrina, apologies for the rush there, but we'll talk to you again. But that was all good, useful stuff. Katrina Redmond, thanks a million.